The expiration date for the Homeland Security's continuing resolution is fast approaching. The deadline's Friday, and that means Congress has just 4 days to reach an agreement for funding that department for the rest of the year, or at least another CR, or furlough roughly 30,000 employees. Well, if you were at DHS, what should you be doing to prepare for this possibility? For some answers, we turn to John Palguda, the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. John, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So what should they do besides emptying the refrigerator of old Chinese food?
Well, you know, Tom, it's really amazing that we're having this conversation. There were a lot of us who thought that after the October 2013 shutdown of government and learning again that a shutdown doesn't do anybody any good. We're still talking about it now because Homeland Security and almost 190,000 employees are at play. So here's the deal. Well, political brinksmanship is playing out, you know, and it may not happen. I mean, they may come to an agreement before Friday, but the mere uncertainty of a shutdown or the possibility of a shutdown still has a big impact on employees. And in Homeland Security in particular, we know they have, high commitment to the job, but they also have some of the lowest job satisfaction in government. They're dead last among large agencies in the best places to work rankings. So, the fact that this is happening to the employees over there is just unbelievable. But what can managers do? What should they be doing to prepare for this? First of all, like in real estate, you know, the three most important things, location, location, location. For employees and managers, it's communication, communication, communication. And it has to be not just top down. You know, we'll keep you informed. We're going to tell you what's going on. Managers and supervisors have to solicit feedback from employees to know what's on their minds. And even though, first of all, we know most employees at DHS, over 85% will remain on the job because they're doing things related to protecting public safety and health and protecting property. They don't get paid during the time of a shutdown, even though they're required to work.
I think that's probably, that's the fact that may be lost a little bit on the public is the fact that it's not really a shutdown at all. It's just everybody goes to work and doesn't get paid for it until such time as the funding comes through.
Exactly. If they're required to work, they get a promissory note. When this is all over, we'll take care of you. Now, the folks who are sent home because they're in administrative jobs or they're doing things that aren't immediately impacting public safety and health, they don't have a guarantee of even being paid. The history is that Congress will usually make them whole, but again, not a guarantee. So I think for managers, Tom, important to know that, and some of the managers themselves are probably in this situation, employees, some of them live paycheck to paycheck. And even if they're working with a promise that they'll be paid eventually, that doesn't work for their car payments, for the mortgage payments, the rent. And you can have some employees that are really getting distracted by things happening outside the job because of the uncertainty of what's going on within the job.
And what about managers maybe helping people or counseling people or getting information to them about possible financial sources of assistance or how to deal with credit card companies and mortgage companies that would presumably know from all the public information out there what's going on with these particular people?
Yeah, extremely important, Tom. And again, there are fortunately some resources out there that can that are there to help employees. And I think very important to get that information out to the employees. We know the Federal Employee Education Assistance Fund, FEEA, is a nonprofit, and they solicit donations that so that they can provide temporary funding to employees during a situation like this. But within DHS, there's also an employee assistance program. Most government agencies have them, and DHS is no exception. And the employee assistance program has people available to counsel employees dealing with stress, or if they simply have financial or legal issues. You know, I can't pay my bills. What's my liability? Am I going to, will my house be foreclosed or will my car be taken away? That kind of stuff. There are services out there to help those employees. Very important for managers to let employees know.
We're speaking with John Palguta. He's the vice president for policy at the Partnership for Public Service. And I was thinking that some of the employee unions, such as the National Treasury Employees Union and also the union that represents the TSA workers, they, because they're in the federal sector, there are no strike provisions in all of those union contracts. So those unions probably don't have strike funds the way other unions have to help people through times like this.
That is correct. They do, have an online presence. They send communications to employees, and they can be a source of information as well. And at least provide some suggestions for employees who are dealing with stress. And it's also important that when I talked about at the outset, communication. If you know who's staying and who's going to have to go home, they should have communicated that already. But employees always think that managers know more than they're telling them. And as a former government manager and executive, and sometimes, you don't know as much as the employees think you know. Let them know. Let people know that, look, I don't have all the information. I will try to get it for you. Tell me what you need to know, and let's work through this together. And the last thing is, Tom, very important that managers remind employees that, this debate in Congress is not a reflection on the employees. It's not a reflection on the value of the work they do. What they do is important. They are an important part of DHS, and that doesn't change because Congress is at odds on whether, and what kind of funding bill is going to be passed. So the bottom line here, Tom, is that a possible shutdown of DHS has an impact on the public served, but it has a huge impact on the employees providing those services, whether or not they're sent home, whether or not they're given a promise of being paid down the road. But it's a bad situation, but proactive management action, can make a difference.
And, John, do you think it's worse for employees because in Homeland Security, it's as if one agency is being singled out? Maybe there's a little bit more misery because there's less company this time around than there was in 2013.
I think there's something to that, Tom. In 2013, it was widespread, and it was understood that, look, we know there's parts of government that are really important and vital here, and we're all in this together. Now it's like Homeland Security, and they have such an important mission. They're already beat up in a manner of speaking, in terms of all the negative press they've gotten, the low job satisfaction. I think it hurts that they're out there. The rest of the government has been funded through the rest of the fiscal year, and they're out there kind of hanging fire, and they have such an important job to do. It really makes no sense, and it's very frustrating for those of us in the public, but it's also frustrating, obviously, for the employees.
John Palguta is the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. We'll have to see what happens, but in the meantime, thanks so much for that insight.
Well, thank you, Tom.